Welcome to this introduction to the practice of cultivating gratitude. My name is Greg Berdoulis, and I'll be your guide. Many of us think we'd be better off if we were different. We think we'd be happier if we were richer, thinner, or younger. If only our circumstances were different, like a better job, a better boss, or a better marriage. There's no denying that some changes could make our lives easier or more comfortable. But when we think like this, it misses an essential point, that happiness is an inside job. The good news is you don't have to go far or be rich to be happier. One of the most effective ways to be happier is to feel more gratitude. And gratitude can be cultivated. You don't have to wait for appreciation or gratitude to arise by themselves. You can consciously and deliberately cultivate gratitude as a powerful internal ally. Gratitude cuts worrying about the future and regretting about the past, because it grounds you in the present. With practice, gratitude increasingly sees the goodness and wonder around you. In their research, Dr. Seligman and Emmons show that practicing gratitude decreases depression, increases happiness, optimism, and life satisfaction, and reduces complaints and symptoms of illness. This is because gratitude relaxes your mind and broadens it. You become more open-minded, so it's easier to see what's right with the situation instead of what's wrong with it. With this larger and more balanced perspective, you can more effectively deal with the challenges you face. The causes of suffering don't go away, but they happen in a bigger context, so they have less impact. In this practice, you will train the skill of noticing and connecting to gratitude related to your body, and familiarize yourself with how gratitude feels in your body, and increase focus on the positive aspects of your day, and thereby increase your level of general satisfaction. Here's an important tip to get the most from your gratitude practice. Dr. Hansen suggests making the experience of gratitude as full as possible for at least 10 seconds. The longer that something is held in awareness, and the more emotionally stimulating it is, the more your brain cells wire together so the experience is easier to repeat. The more you feel gratitude, the easier it is. If you fall asleep during the recording, don't worry about it. You probably need the sleep. Try again when you're more rested. Beyond this practice, here are 5 suggestions to cultivate gratitude in your day-to-day life. Adopt the easy ones, then graduate to the more difficult. 1. As you begin each day, while still in bed or with a cup of coffee, ask yourself, "What am I grateful for that's ahead of me today?" 2. As you go about your day, pause every so often to appreciate things, like the comfort of your chair, the smell of coffee, or sunlight on the trees. Or appreciate people, the waiter's style, the barista's grace, or the cashier's smile. 3. Pause before meals to name 3 things for which you're grateful. Invite others to join you and say them aloud so that you share your gratitude. 4. Before sleep, write in a notebook or a journal 3 to 5 things you're grateful for that happened that day. 5. One of the most wonderful results of gratitude practice is the realization of the importance of others in your life. Expressing gratitude to them increases your self-esteem and passes on a positive vibe. This can happen with each thank you that's sincere, especially if you add eye contact or touch. Research indicates that one of the most effective ways to generate gratitude and to feel it for days is to write and send a letter of appreciation and gratitude to someone. Remember, each time you cultivate it, aim to saturate yourself with a feeling of gratitude. Learn to prolong it and savor it. When you're ready to do the exercise, close the door, silence the phone, and get comfortable. Then play the audio track, Cultivate Gratitude Practice.